This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's hour two of the GBAC Nation. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. Come on by for some delicious food and beverage. It's a proper football Friday. Week one of the NFL season is already underway. A thrilling game last night with Kansas City and Baltimore. And we are heading for Cowboys-Browns Sunday, a 3:25 kickoff here on your home of the Cowboys as Stephen Jones joins us now here on the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm doing well.
Right on. It's great to hear your voice and to reopen another season with you. Thank you so much for that. I do have to ask as we open this up, is it possible we have a contract announcement for the quarterback in the next couple of days? Are talks still ongoing?
Yeah, I hope it's a possibility. We continue to, productive visits and talks, and we'll continue to work.
Steven, I mean, these quarterbacks, it's crazy. You look up, it's like this guy gets 55, next guy 58. Before we know it, we're getting a $70 million quarterback, and we've seen some chatter this offseason. Maybe you have a salary cap that is separate just for quarterbacks. I mean, you're in the midst of this competition committee. Is that something you see happening at all down the line?
Well, I think it's something that certainly, people are looking at. I mean, obviously, these quarterbacks are, the most important position on the team. I think anybody would agree with that. And, certainly they get in situations, not unlike Dak with us, and certainly Troy was that way, and certainly Tony was that way. And, when you have good ones, you want to keep them. And so they've got good leverage. So, that's something that, obviously as you look around, that you have to have these guys, but, you've got to make decisions on a supporting cast and what goes around them. And, those are decisions teams have to make.
Logistically, how would that work?
I wouldn't say that it's, any great depth of discussion at this point, but so too early to make any type of comment on something like that.
But the goal is to kind of keep franchise quarterbacks with the team that has them already. Would that be like the goal of a rule like that?
Well, I think, like I said, I just don't know. It's too early to make a comment on any type of rule. Obviously, we have franchise tags in the CBA currently that that give you a chance to keep the franchise quarterbacks if that's what the team wants, and certainly. In Dak's case, he's going to have a big say where he wants to play.
And is it fair to assume if the deal doesn't get done by this weekend, probably doesn't happen till after the season gets done?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. We're working hard, got our eye on the ball, and see what happens. And I know in the meantime, Dak and our team's got their eye on beating the Browns.
Steven, how do you find a way to draft offensive linemen and plug and play them and get them ready as the way you guys do?
Well, my hat's off, in general, to Will McClay and his staff, and then certainly to Mike McCarthy and his staff and other coaching staffs that have been through here when we've drafted linemen. You know, I think communication is paramount in terms of, you know, what you're looking for, what kind of scheme you're running. Are you running a zone scheme? Are you running a man scheme? I mean, all of those are things that, go into how you pick offensive linemen, what kind of football character do you want in these guys. And, you know, I think Will McClay and his group have just done a great job of understanding what our coaching staff needs to execute their particular scheme. And certainly we've been fortunate to have luck, and certainly it looks like we've had some good picks again here, obviously with Guyton starting at left tackle and BB starting at center, and we actually like Nate Thomas as well as a future guy. But as you see when you look across our line now, those guys are all homegrown guys. You've got Steele and Zach to go with those guys, so it's a great group, and certainly think a lot of them, and think we're going to have a really solid offensive line this year.
Steven, as the director of player personnel, when you looked at your linebacker situation, it looks like to me that you said, hey, not going to go through what we went through last year. It looks like to me you've made a real effort to add players that they really kind of very instinctual players, good athletes, guys that can tackle, guys that can play in space. Was that something you just didn't want to live through again, what happened to you a little bit last year?
I'm sorry, I missed the position part.
The linebacker. Yes, sir, the linebackers. You know, it looked like to me like as you didn't want to live through what you lived through last year. I know you played a lot of dime package stuff because of scheme and maybe because of some necessity, but it looks like to me as the director of player personnel, you said, I'm not going through this anymore. We're going to get us some linebackers, and you went out and did just that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, every scheme's different, and there's a lot of different ways to have success in this league defensively. And Dan went about it one way, and certainly, getting Zim back in the building, we know him well. He's got a different way that he goes about playing defense. And I think both are successful. Obviously, you know what we thought of Dan, and you also know what we thought of Mike Zimmer, both of them successful head coaches. But I think Zim had an influence on that, too, in terms of really kind of wanting to beef up a little more in terms of moving forward, maybe focusing on stopping the run even more so personnel-wise than Dan did. But at the same time, we had really successful defenses turning the ball over and getting pressure on the passer with Dan. And what you really want is all the above, but sometimes that can be a challenge to have the personnel to do all the above. But that's the ultimate goal, is to stop the run and then go get pressure on the quarterback and get the ball. But I think there was we knew we needed backers the last couple of years, and fortunately Overshown, who I think is going to be a great player, had the unfortunate knee injury right off the bat, and that really put us behind the eight ball as well, and required us to bring Bell up, who at the end of the day is probably more safety than he is a linebacker. But he played some really good football for us last year, filled in admirably, and did a nice job. But obviously, you can see we're going for some backers there that little heavier-handed, and put Bell back, and he can bring it there from the safety spot.
And you draft Carson, though, and I mean, he looked like just an outstanding prospect coming out of Wake Forest, and then he's getting an opportunity, another rookie there. But kind of talk about him and the evaluation when you, Will, the scouts, when you drafted him. I think you probably had a plan for what he could do, but here he is going to likely start for you this week in week one.
Yeah, I mean, from the day he's walked in the door, he's impressed around here. And you know this, Brian, Zim's a tough guy to impress.
Absolutely. And,
especially at that corner position. Zim's, he cut his teeth as a back-end coach, and he knows what he wants in the secondary, but, he's had his eyes on Carson, as I said, from the day he walked in the door. You know, in terms of what we saw in the draft, you see a big guy, a physical guy who can tackle, but also run and cover. And with his length, he's, you know, he's what you're looking for. I mean, you look out there and you see Diggs and you see a big, strong guy out there and go get the ball. You know, the training camp from week one, you know, he kept showing up. He's going to be 21 now, but he was 41 in camp, and he kept showing up, you know, making plays on the ball, getting picks, intercepting the ball. Just did a great job for us. And I know, you know, our guys feel really comfortable that, you know, with Bland being out here for the, you know, first month of the season, that Carson's going to step up and do a great job for us.
Stephen Jones with us. Yeah, Carson, one of four rookies starting for the Cowboys for the first time in history in week one. Browns 8-1 at home last year. Stephen, how confident are you going in that, you know, everybody's ready to do what it takes to get the win?
Well, that's a really good football team. And you look at what they got accomplished last year. They did it with, I think, four or five different quarterbacks, playing quarterback, and made it to the playoffs. So hats off to them. You know, the coach up there does a great job. They've done a great job with their personnel. They got some really, really top football players. So, I mean, this is a well-coached team that's got really good personnel. And to go on the road there in the first game, we have our hands full and are playing a, you know, a playoff caliber football team. And, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to go on the road and win these games. And it's going to be a big challenge for us.
There's certainly a team that ran the football really well last year. You went ahead and brought in Jordan Phillips, Linval Joseph towards the end of training camp. How are you feeling about that defensive tackle room right now heading into week one?
Much, much better. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, we brought two full-grown men that are played in this league and play with heavy hands and are big against the run. But the one that's really coming on is Mozzie Smith. And, you know, he's back up to weighing 320-plus. Kind of, you know, what we wanted him at when he came in here. He dropped some weight, I think, wanting to be quick and rush the passer, a la the way, you know, feeling like Dan wanted him to do more of that. But, boy, he's had a great camp, and he is really going to benefit from being around Phillips and Linval Joseph. And then, of course, it goes without saying, Osa's a great football player, great three technique for us last year, and is really playing great football here through training camp and as we enter the season. So we really feel good about that group of defensive tackles. And then we got, of course, Chauncey is really, I think, coming into his own. And he'll bring us a great element there, rushing from the inside and playing that big end spot outside on rundowns.
Stephen, if you asked me to, and last time you cared about what I thought about your team was 2005, but if you asked me if, hey, who's a breakout player for you, I would say that Jalen Tolbert would be that guy. I felt like at camp, him and Brooks, initially the battle was pretty close, and then Tolbert found a way to separate. Are you guys in the personnel side seeing the same thing, or am I seeing that the wrong way?
Well, Tolbert's just done a great – Cooks has been skipping around on you a little, Brian, but Cooks has been a great mentor and leader for that room, and in particular Jalen Tolbert. And he's really fashioned his work ethic after Cooks, who's one of the true pros in this league, one of the best guys we've had through this building that wasn't homegrown, that's come in here and made a huge difference. First class man on and off the field. But you're correct, he got a lot better last year, and then I think he's only gotten better through camp. And not that Brooks hadn't done a great job too, but I would say that JT right now is our number three. And then the one you got to look out for, though, that's part of this rookie class is Fournay. And he does some things that the rest of the group, the Tolberts and the Brooks can't do. Is he's just got really strong hands, can really go get a ball and, you know, snatches it. And, you know, he missed the first week of camp and got a little bit behind, but boy, did he come strong. And I know we think a lot of him. And don't be surprised, he'll probably start out the season being inactive several times, but at some point look for him to make a move as well.
You bring back Zeke. Week one, he was top of the depth chart. But how do you envision that running back room and that playing out this year?
Yeah, I think we've got a really good room that can all of them have their strong points. Certainly Zeke, you know, we know what he did for us 2 years ago in terms of getting the ball in the end zone in particular, and that was something that when he left we struggled with, was getting the ball in the end zone once we got in the red zone. So I think he's going to bring that element to the table. I think you'll see everybody participate. I know they're coming up with packages for Deuce. And then, as you know, we were able to work. He played for Zim up in Minnesota. They had a good relationship. But getting Dalvin Cook in here is a guy, too, that'll give us options as we move through the season.
Steven, there were a couple articles written about this cash spending trend and how the Cowboys have ranked 30th the last couple of years. Could you help explain what the cash spending in terms of the cap really even means and maybe a philosophy that goes along with that?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, a team, and I think anybody would confirm this in analytics, teams are going to spend the same amount of cash over a four-year period. Now, some people stay middle of the pack through all of it. Some people spend really high amounts and are at the very top in terms of their cash spending, and then they have to go down because they spent so much cash and push things out that then they've already spent it, but it's counting against their cap in terms of proration. And so you don't spend as much cash, but you unfortunately you've spent the cash in previous years, and that's still counting against your cap. I know, you know, the last couple of years we had, the year before that, we had the big spend with Dak and Amari one year that really pushed us to the very top. And, you know, depending on what happens here, we probably going to be, you know, right there at the very top again when we're done, hopefully with CD. And then if we're able to get something done with Dak, we're going to end up having a lot of cash outlay and cash spend. But basically, my point is, you know, that's one of the unique things about the NFL. Every team's going to spend the same amount of money if you spend to the cap every year on their players, which most teams do.
Thank you for that, Steven, and thanks for joining us again for this season. It means a lot to us. We look forward to it, and give them hell up there. We'll be pulling for you.
Look forward to a great year with you guys. Thank you.
Cheers. Steven Jones with us Fridays, 3 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Whew. Okay, we're live at Buffalo Wild Wings. We have Cowboy stuff to give away. Did sound like the conversations are continuing.
This is my experience, and when Steven and Jerry go silent, that's the way they do business. It's like they do not want to do anything to jeopardize potentially. Any comments might be construed as something negative or positive. Just don't want to talk about it. And so Jerry was on this morning, avoided that. Steven this afternoon, avoiding it with us. So
yeah.
It's my experience that, you know, they've got something. They've got it kind of where they want it. But let's see if this thing could get pushed across the line. They don't want to jeopardize anything that way.
I know we all picked Browns. Cowboys to start. But does Browns 8-1 at home, Cowboys about .500 on the road last year, do anything for you as far as adjusting that?
I look at some of the teams that they played in the quarter, and that's just from watching tape. Jet bad quarterback play, Arizona bad quarterback play, Jacksonville wasn't particularly good. You know, the teams that they did play, that the home, their division opponents gave them a lot more of a battle at home. Then they went on a run where they were playing some really bad offenses. Chicago was bad on offense. So I would say that that could be a little smoke and mirror right there to me, just because I was watching bad offensive football. Going into Cleveland every week.
Okay.
But I could be dead balls wrong about that. I'm just saying.
I like it.
When I was watching, and we were laughing about me and sacks yesterday.
Yep.
49 sacks yesterday.
But I was just trying to have a sack.
Watched a
lot
of serious football conversation.
But one of those, but was it Arizona, the Jets, it was Chicago, it was teams that just were challenged offensively to get the job done. And I'll stay with that thought about that 8-1 right there.
Tear them up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steven. Wolchuk, NFL News of the Daytime then?
Yeah, let's do it. Jalen Ramsey's back on top of the mountain. We've got Amari talking about his matchup with Diggs, and the Ravens suffered a big injury.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's next in the nation.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation Live. Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. Come join us for some delicious food and beverage. See if you can take down Eric Chiafalo's recently posted 15 wings in 3 minutes.
Hello.
He went off. There's video of it. You can find it at G-Bag Nation on X. As we're live at Buffalo Wild Wings. And we have Cowboys gifts, hats, T-shirts. Plus, you can enter to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cowboys game right here, G-Bag Nation. Okay, going into the weekend, NFL News of the Day coming up here in just a second. I got to tell you, you know, I'm trying to get confidence from Brian, but my gut is telling me to flip-flop right now and pick Cleveland. Okay? I just want to be transparent.
No. You dirty little dog.
I know.
Are you talking about...
Bro, are never going to beat the Chargers.
I know. This is not good for my approval ratings. Yeah.
I do like the way you're coming out of the gates with the consistency of being yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Is this for the bet payoff situation?
No, this is not bet payoff. No, this is just for our thoughts for Sunday's Cowboy game.
Okay.
It's just playing for pride. I love the game.
I'm still going New Orleans against Carolina.
General, we've all picked the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
We need you to flip-flop, because if we have a consensus, damn sure bet the Cleveland
just
Browns
do them
are going to
win.
So, yes, hashtag do your part, Dawson. Flip-flop your ass off here and go pick the Browns.
Good Samaritan Award.
Yes.
It's going to Dawson this week.
Everybody knows I don't know jack about sports anyway. Yeah. You know, so
I'd say this.
Not even watching the games.
If he flip-flops and the Cowboys do win, double bet payoff.
Oh. No. He saved us if they win.
No, I'm just saying if to flip-flop, he
that
to
is
get
cruel.
The flip-flop. He can do it, but he has to do a bet payoff if he loses.
Double bet payoff?
Double bet payoff.
Wow. A DP, a DBP on the first week of the season?
To let him flip.
What'd you say?
I don't know how I feel about
that. Was nature and nurture.
Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. We've got the injury report out. Final one ahead of Sunday's matchup. Cowboys-Browns. Only player that's out for your Cowboys, John Stevens, the tight end. We assume that would probably happen. He's got a hammy.
Yep.
He's been officially ruled out. Everyone else that was listed on the injury report, Kalen Carson, Damone Clark, Neyland, Mukwamu, Mozzie, and Wanye Thomas, full participants today. They're good to go. And questionable is Jack Conklin, the starting right tackle of the Browns. Out, which we knew, is Dredrick Wills, the left tackle. So now there's reports coming out of Cleveland, and we talked to Dale Ryder about this yesterday. They might do some alternating. We'll just see what happens at that tackle spot. But
if Conklin plays, he might be the left tackle.
Maybe right tackle ends up shifting around. But Conklin's a hell of a player.
They like Jones as the right tackle. That's
and
their
DeJuan
deal.
Jones last year.
Yeah.
You know, he was an interesting prospect coming out of Ohio State, just a mammoth of a man.
Mammoth guy.
Huge.
Yep. Yep.
But a little bit slow-footed. I know our buddy Vach Lombardi was a big, big fan of
his.
He
did. Sure
but
did.
He played much better than his draft selection would have indicated last year for Cleveland.
He absolutely did. Yep.
Tough guy to get around.
Him and Hudson are the two guys that will probably fill in.
Yeah. So that's something to monitor heading into the weekend. Steelers have officially listed Russell Wilson as questionable for their opener against the Falcons. He's got a hammy. They've also ruled out wide receiver Roman Wilson. Mm. He will not be playing, the rookie wide receiver that they selected in the second round out of Michigan, who really quick, good route runner, but he's going to be out. Shout out to Jalen Ramsey. He has agreed to a record 3 years, $72.3 million deal with the Miami Dolphins. He is now, once again, the highest paid corner in all of football. It's a little over $24 million per year, and this is right after Patrick Surtain gets his deal done with the Broncos. Ramsey's like, yeah, all right, let's go ahead and make me the highest paid corner again, and Miami said, we'll oblige.
I like the idea of Ramsey getting the ESPN notification about the Surtain deal and immediately getting on the phone with the powers that be and say, hey, let's go ahead and get this done.
I
don't even know if he's playing in this Sunday's game.
How much
he's banged
has he even
up.
Played since he's been a Dolphin?
Not much, but when he's done it, I'm pretty sure like his first game as a Dolphin might have resulted in
two
interceptions.
Why did I feel like that all of a sudden they were going to move him to safety late in his career? You know, he
well,
was going to make those.
Yeah.
That,
and
he was going to make,
that,
but
he's,
he was
he's
make
still
that
really
Charles
good.
Woodson transfer, you know, from corner.
That's all still ahead
Rod
of him.
Rod Woodson, all those guys.
It's all still ahead of him. He's still a damn good corner.
Yeah.
They haven't got to the place where they're like, hey, we're still paying you. We got to get something out of you. We'll just position switch you. Yeah. He's still really dang good. I mean, they definitely wouldn't be paying him right now if they didn't have top-tier corner respect for him, but that is pretty dang funny. Surtain had that record for 5 seconds.
Yeah, he did.
And the corner money, it's I mean, everybody on. Keeps wondering. They're like, man, these wide receivers keep getting paid, and but what's going on? Like, the corner market.
Receivers.
Yeah, and
there's not a lot of elite corners like that. So, honestly, it makes the Diggs deal, it's aging very well
for the
Cowboys. But Bland's going to be up next here in a couple of years, and the hope is, of course, Ron Blaine can come back week five and play. Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes last night as his outstanding Hall of Fame career continues. They get the win week one in a thriller against the Ravens, but he became the all-time passing leader in Chiefs history in the second quarter when he completed
Lynn
a ball
Dawson?
To Travis Kelce. Passed Len Dawson. Yes, he did.
All right.
So Len Dawson had that mark since 1975, and Pat Mahomes just
I would like to see a picture then in honor of Len Dawson of Patrick Mahomes in the locker room, full uniform, with a Tab Coke or a Tab soft drink and a cigarette in his hand. You ever see
there
that
you
picture?
Go. Yeah.
Lynn Dawson, halftime, he's got a like Tab, which was a 1960s, 70s soda.
Yeah, like a diet. Pop,
diet.
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's got it. He's got a bottle down by his feet and a smoke in his hand
really?
At halftime.
Oh yes,
I'd like
real
to
man.
See in honor of him. I'd like to see Mahomes.
That's
with
a
the
badass
same,
photo
with the same picture.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, can I be honest? Can I be open and vulnerable about something?
Yeah.
I've seen this picture millions of times,
and you didn't know
you
it was Lynn Dawson.
Lenny?
I thought it was Joe Montana.
Oh, because of the number?
I believe you not.
You thought that was Joe
Montana? I thought that was Joe
Montana. The color is similar, and the jersey number 16. So, hey.
And the face.
I'll cover for you.
I mean, that just looks like the same way that Joe Montana would
Did
be.
Did someone tweet out that picture for me? I you know me. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll get that thing
yeah,
out right
put
now.
It on
Thank
the,
you,
I'll put it on the site. Let me see that Lynn Dawson. But that's the picture I wanted to see of Mahomes.
I like
honor,
that idea.
In honor of.
That. Yeah, that would be a fun photo for Mahomes in honor of Lenny.
I think of Joe Montana way less badass now, for the record.
Yeah.
My
he
view
just
on
went
him
down
is
in your badass.
Hey, the first time I ever met Ken Stabler, he walked in, he was with the Saints, and like my friend Stan Brock's like, oh, this is Ken Stabler. Well, I knew Ken Stabler was. He had a cigarette hanging out of the corner of his mouth and a couple of ashtrays
Life
on top
different.
Of the locker.
It was
incredible.
Those old quarterbacks were awesome.
That is cool.
Ravens suffered the L yesterday on the field, but they also suffered a loss in their defensive core is Kyle Van Noy.
Oof.
He had a fractured orbital bone that he suffered during the loss.
He broke his face last night.
Yeah. He's 33. He's undergo further testing to determine the severity of the injury, but that sounds awful. The orbital fracture is when you break one or more of the bones that make up your eye socket.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
That sounds like a terrible injury.
Awful.
Thoughts and prayers with Kyle Van Noy and the entire Van Noy family. Might be one of the worst injuries you can get.
You wonder why. I mean, it is. What did we just see? We saw the Joel Embiid facial paralysis. Yeah. What would you rather have? I guess you'd rather just break your orbital bone
because they can fix it.
You feel good
possibly
about the fix
with that? Yeah, I guess like modern medicine.
Worse than your nose, right?
Remember when Marshawn?
Yeah, it would be.
Remember when Marshawn talked about running through a mofo's face
over and over and over again?
And at 33 years old, Kyle Van Noy, you're like, at what point do you decide you don't want to work in an environment this that has you putting your own face on the line?
This would do it for me.
I think so.
Yeah, this would do it. Final news before we get to Amari Cooper talking about Trayvon Diggs. Apparently, Devin White, I mentioned yesterday, he's not going to play.
Yeah.
His exit from Tampa Bay was not good. This might be one of the craziest transformations in a career that I've ever seen. Because you look 3 years ago, Devin White is considered one of the best linebackers in all of football. Now, apparently, the Eagles were trying to trade him right before the final cuts were made. N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond reportedly outplayed Devin White during training camp. So I don't know what the future holds for Devin White, not only with the Eagles this year, but just in the National Football League. It seems like all of a sudden his play has deteriorated. It's insane what's happened with Devin White here.
Yeah, because he was one of the greats.
Yeah, I mean, the Bucs win the Super Bowl, you're thinking like, holy hell, this dude's going to be him and Levante David, maybe the two best linebacking tandems in all of football, and then now you have Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, here's Amari yesterday taken to the podium. He answered a variety of questions, but the one I liked, him versus Trayvon Diggs. Diggs' first game back since suffering their injury last year. Couple of teammates, couple of Bama guys. How you feeling about this matchup, Amari?
Yeah, man. Did play with Diggs for 2 years. Went to the same school. Have a good relationship. He's a great player. You know what I mean? Very, very dynamic player. Has great ball skills, has great IQ for the position. Excited for the challenge. This is why I play the game. This is what I love most about the game, to go up against the best and to challenge yourself. This is why I fell in love with the game of football. So it's going to be a great matchup for sure.
I can't wait. I mean, these two, they're going to go at it. I mean, Diggs, you know, loves to talk. I remember Hard Knocks. I think it was one of the final episodes. Like the practice they get back at the Ford Center, and Amari and Diggs are chirping back and forth. And honestly, Amari cooked Trayvon at that time, but Diggs has matured, become a much better player. But welcome back, Trayvon. Here's Amari Cooper, your old buddy, that now you got to go out there and guard again. So that's going to be fun to see those two back on the field against each other. And I couldn't help but notice when Amari was talking about Dak, still a lot of wheeze in the conversation there for Amari. I think there's still a lot of love there from Amari towards Dak, CD, and a lot of players that he still calls friends in that locker
room. One of our favorites, it was great to get to know him better a couple of seasons ago when he joined us for the Cowboys Player Show. Of course, now it's Eric Kendricks, Thursdays at 5:20. We got that started last night, and in the tradition of Zach and Tank and Amari Cooper. He knocked it out of the park last night, Eric did. So we're looking forward to continuing that series.
Yeah, a lot of people were concerned. You know, anytime you have two Erics, it feels like you may have none in a scenario.
Yes,
I've heard that before. I'd agree with that.
He shined through, man.
One was clearly better.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Pro broadcaster if he wants it, by the way.
I think he could take the other Eric's spot if he wanted it, really, to
flip the script and interview us later on in the season.
Looking forward to it.
He's not going to interrupt me. I'll show you that.
We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. Come by, win some Cowboys prizes, delicious food and drink here, of course.
Some lemon pepper wings.
Okay, it's time now for the Crustaceans Corner, though. Brian, what do you have on deck for us?
Yeah, let's talk about some of these things going into this game. I do have some questions for my guys, and we'll do that next.
Come to Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas now. Have maybe a late lunch, early dinner. You know, enjoy some quality beverages, fellowship with the nation. And there's Cowboys goodies they're giving away, hats, T-shirts, and the like. And you can enter to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cowboys game right over there. With Buffalo Wild Wings here, Lemon in Dallas. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you, Reliant. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for everybody hanging out with us here today at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's been a lot of fun today. Really enjoyed this. All right, as we get started on the corner, on Fridays, what do I always like to do?
Zebra Report.
The Zebra Report. Eric, yeah. I appreciate you being engaged in the program today.
Yes, sir.
Cleet Blakeman is going to be your official today.
We got Cleet.
Cleet.
He's the only Cleet I've ever heard of.
You were 2-0 with Cleet last year.
Perfect.
And both were home games, though. But my man, damn Cleet, 63% of the time, the home team wins when Cleet is the official.
Oh,
he gives okay. that home cooking, huh?
Yeah, so you get a little home Cleeting, yeah, home Cleeting. For sure. He's only made a couple of changes to his crew, but for the most part, he's a veteran crew. Let's just kind of go through their 2023 calls on this veteran crew and see if what we can maybe learn. Offensive holding is their number one call.
Watch out, Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, you got two rookie offensive linemen, but they're also the Browns are compromised a little bit too with their group.
Amen.
So this thing might swing either way.
My personal over under for Guyton holding penalties is 1.5. Where are you guys going to go?
I'm going to say just one.
Okay. Walchuk's hitting the under on that.
Probably going the over on that.
Do a little over.
Bleep yourself, okay?
Top side. Taking the over.
Yeah, taking the over.
Hey, dude, confidence here.
Change. Got to get the hands right. Yeah, he might change his mind. You never know. That's a good point.
But, hey, Miles Garrett. For a rookie, like, I just set the bar for me with the Wings at 15. Darius, like, I'd feel good. If I'm Tyler Guyton, I come out of there with two holding penalties. Yeah. I'm saying, one sack.
They've got some other rusher guys,
just
too.
One sack? I'm not setting the bar too high for myself.
Not 49 sacks.
It's like, hey, Miles Garrett.
Defensive pass interference, the next most called penalty. That's at 20 that they had last year.
Okay.
Here's the crew now. You got to be worried about delay of game. Ooh. 16 of them.
Oh, we'll have at least one of those.
You're a
minimum,
road team.
Minimum
Cooper
of one.
Cooper Beebe will snap the damn football. All right, you don't have to worry about that.
You're a road team, hostile environment, delay of game. Get ready for one of those.
Lamar Jackson had at least one last night, did he not?
Yeah, Lamar
at
did.
Least
at
one.
At least one.
And I mean, it happens.
It does.
Especially
happen.
On the road in week one, rookie center.
Yep.
I will be absolutely blown away if you don't have at least one delay of game, if not two. Just here's the deal. Don't call the timeout.
Right.
Okay, 9 times out of 10, just eat the penalty and move on.
No, you do want to eat the penalty, but I think you're going to be blown away when we reconvene on Monday.
You could have Phil Costa phantom snaps. All kinds of crazy things could go on with a rookie.
If BB goes full Costa...
Okay, I'm not going to bail on him.
BB's smart enough where he's like, I'm seeing the clock going. I need to snap the football. Dak just needs to be ready.
I just don't need to see Dak clapping his hands violently trying to get the ball.
What about the stomp? The big when he's doing the over.
The hands are more the hands.
Damn ball.
Yeah, that's it.
And Biotis just had his head up his ass. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Biotis
playing football.
Just hold on to that
I was thinking about
ball.
The post-game spread. And the final one, we've got two more. Defensive holding at 15.
Okay.
Defensive holding. And then here we go, roughing the passer, 7 for this guy. So keep an eye on those. Those are the big calls of the week. Cleet Blakeman, your official this week.
Thank you, Brian.
Dawson.
Sir.
Last night, the Baltimore Ravens could have scored a touchdown there to tie the game. If you're in the same situation, it's Dallas-Cleveland, and that goes off where it's – my man Mike McCarthy has to make the call. Does he go for two to win the game?
Mike McCarthy would not go for two in that situation. There's no way.
Would you go for two?
In that situation, I would not have because
– you like ripping Mike McCarthy and you're like, oh, no, I don't think I would.
I don't think Mike would in any situation. But in that deal where the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, we're in control, we're getting what we want, we're getting stops, I think I want to continue to play this thing out.
Okay. I like what you did there.
I think it's more intriguing to do it when you're playing a Patrick Mahomes, where it's like he's probably getting the ball in overtime and he's going to go down and get a touchdown. Yeah. So that's putting a lot of pressure then on my offense to go back out there, or at least if they get the ball first, they've got to score. Yeah. Against Cleveland and the Browns, no, I'm kicking the field goal. I'm playing for overtime.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, you're talking about there right at the end.
If that thing,
it's a walk off.
It's going to be a walk off. Would you think Mike McCarthy goes for two?
Does Mike McCarthy? I think some of these things are blinking lights now. Like to me, that's a blinking light go for it situation. And I think on a blinking light situation, especially with the revamp, they've added even more to the analytics department. I think this is just one of those. Yes, it's an obvious you go for it here. You're not. Why are we playing for overtime? I mean,
I tell you what. I'm always one of these guys that believes that you got to know the condition of your team. And I like what you were saying, Dawson. Sometimes you, when you're like, you're, if you're, you're playing Mahomes.
Yeah, you're playing Mahomes. I'm
and you're like,
two.
There's no way in hell we can go back out there and get a stop.
Yeah, I'm playing Deshaun Watson. He might cough that ball up to me in overtime, and yeah. I can win the game.
That's a good thought right there. Wooly, how many times do you, or how aggressive do you think Mike McCarthy is going to be on fourth down in this game?
I think Mike proved last year he was pretty aggressive during the season. So I think he carries that over this year. I mean, maybe you have a little bit of hesitation depending on how your offensive line is playing. Like, how's Guyton looking? Yeah. How's BB looking? Hell, how's Terrence Steele looking over on that other side, too? So, depending on the offensive line, but I do think Mike proved last year he's willing to take some chances. So, I think he's going to be pretty aggressive in some fourth and shorts, especially if you're in plus territory on the Browns side of the field.
I think he'll be more aggressive than generations past, but just slightly below average probably overall. And I hope his defense is playing so well that he'll be confident we're going to punt, and in 3 minutes we're getting this ball back.
Maybe in a short yarded situation now they feel even better with having Zeke in the backfield. I mean, you know Jerry does based on everything he said. But I do think in this particular game on the road, good defense, probably low scoring, I think he's going to be more conservative.
See, I worry about that. I kind of feel like – and Zach, you made a really good point about their quarterback –
yeah.
You know, if you're going, I mean, once again, you're thinking like, well, we could stop this guy, as Dawson said, we can get the ball back. But I wonder if it's one of those tone setting things for, you know, hey, we're coming here. And this leads me to my next question, Chief. Mm-hmm. If you win the toss, do you want the ball or do you want to play defense first in this game?
Tomorrow in Cleveland, I guess I want to defer to the second half.
Why is that?
Well, I think that you can really build confidence with your defense in going up against this offense. I think you could really go out there and maybe lose some confidence from the start with a bunch of rookies on the offensive line, and here's Myles Garrett, and oh my gosh, the first drive we got sacked, and things are already kind of going away from what we want to do here. I think Deshaun Watson, your defense goes out there, you could go three and out immediately, and now, boom, we're cooking with gas.
It's a new year, it's a new team, right? But, Eric, what were you calling them after that Green Bay loss?
Front runners.
Right. This team needs to get the ball and go down the field and score. You need to play with the lead. That's the key to Cowboys victories. Take the ball.
You know, I like the ability to reignite the game and your chances of winning with the score late in the first half and to start the second half. I don't feel like the Cowboys have had a lot of success doing that.
Yeah, the double dip hadn't worked out much.
Yeah, it doesn't work for them. So maybe I've just talked myself into trying to take it first and playing with a lead.
I'm kind of to that point where I think that I'd go out there and try and just establish something on defense. Go out there and hope that that quarterback makes a mistake. You get the ball.
Hey, I understand that.
You get a punt return on that. I don't think it would be demoralizing, though, if all of a sudden they take that ball and go 70 yards. You kick the ball in the end zone, and all of a sudden now we're talking about a Mike Zimmer defense. They're not covering anybody. All of a sudden Deshaun Watson looks like, you know, whoever you want, a quarterback you want to put back there. I would worry about that a little bit. Wooly.
Yep.
Final one here. Do you worry about crowd noise being a problem at this game?
Yeah, it's the dog pound, and that's something we should have asked Daryl Ryder. Like, how crazy is the dog pound? We know about Bill's Mafia.
Yeah.
But I think that Cleveland fan base, they're coming off an 11-win playoff season. I think they've got high expectations for their football team. I mean, I do think it's going to be a loud environment.
Yeah, I don't think the Cowboys have handled it great on the road. Defense, great crowd. A crowd that probably feels like, you know, this is going to be our year. They're going to be fired up for week one. I think it's definitely a factor Sunday.
I was reading. Yeah, you're talking about the home field advantage for the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, with the way they've played and how much more difficult it is to communicate and things, you have the rookie center. I do think there is some home field advantage there, but I still am surprised at the Cowboys being a 2.5-point dog.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, to me, this, you've got the quarterback that can kind of handle this situation, though. Hopefully the center, they get everybody on the same page. There's probably going to be a lot of silent count here in this football game. I just hope that the center is the assignment rate. He's got the two Pro Bowlers next to him. I think that's going to be a big benefit to kind of help
definitely.
To help him, because there's going to be some nerves from that left tackle and that center for sure. So anyway, but yeah, I think the crowd will be a factor, but I'm glad that you have the quarterback that can handle those kinds of things. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. GBAG Nation, we're live at Buffalo Wild Wings here. We have, 2.5 hours of show remaining. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. And we're back with Hurricane Slater. Jane Slater, NFL Network, live in Brazil. We'll talk Cowboys, we'll talk Eagles, Packers, and more next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.